Today, June 22nd, 2015, in Morogoro, Tanzania, I experienced what I call a spectacular failure. Today, I started a new experiment, the light dark box test. A really simple test where you place an animal and it has a choice between two different environments. Either one that's well lit, so often clear or open, and the other one that's dark, so a dark black box. And it can go freely between the two spots. It has no other options. I use natural materials here in Tanzania. Unlike what I have in the States, I use plexiglass boxes, a black box and a clear plexiglass box. I can't use that here. So I have a box made of sheet metal and grated material. And I placed the animal inside. And everything seemed a little bit simple. I was a little bit concerned, so I placed an animal inside of a holding bag and lowered it inside. Then I was able to, pull the little cover off the animal and start the test. And I stepped back, and during the 10-minute period, while the video is recording, everything seemed fine until it was time to take the animal out. It took almost 45 minutes to get that animal out, and it only happened because the animal was so vigilant. It finally came out of the dark side of the box, the sheet metal side, to the grated side and kept its eye on me while I lowered a clear container, like a bucket, over it. And I was able to keep it in that spot instead of running back on the dark side over and over and over again where I couldn't access it or reach it at all. And also, even though I have a top, I don't want to reach in there. These are wild animals. They jump. And they jump, and I've already had one jump at my face this last week and scratch me up. I don't want to repeat that, and I don't want the animal to hurt itself. And I realized this test failed not because it wasn't designed to do what it was, it didn't do what it was designed to do, which was, evaluate spontaneous behavior of choice in a novel situation. No, it failed because it wasn't feasible in that particular space. I actually need a really large space to do this test because I need doors. In other words, I need to have this test in a room where when the animal gets out, it's still safely contained. It can't run and hide on something or climb on something. And all my testing rooms back in the States are inside of rooms where there's another door in case that door is breached. And that's very important when working with such a large animal and a wild animal, and in the States, potentially invasive. And so we have to be careful about those things. And so when you're working with something so large and untamed, you have a whole lot of different constraints and issues to worry about that you just don't when you're working with domesticated animals, or animals that are tame or whose biology is all figured out. These things just don't work as simply and smoothly as they work with these other white rats and mice. So I failed spectacularly, and I had to stop that test. It took so long to get the animal out and kind of chasing it back and forth between the two sides. It was stressed, and I realized this test isn't working. I have to stop it. That's it. I can't do this test this way. I now need a different situation altogether where I can at least lift the box up completely. It's better for the animal to get loose in the room and then I can, grab it then as opposed to chasing it back and forth in this little box because I'm worried it's going to hurt itself or me because it'll just jump at my face or scratch me up or get loose in a room and hide somewhere. And so, the feasibility of research matters too. We don't talk enough about what I call the procedural dance and how you're going to actually do an experiment. And you don't want to have too many glitches or false steps while you're moving from procedure 1, 2, 3 and so on while you're doing an experiment or always worried about if an animal is going to escape or hurt itself or hurt you. Very important things to think about. And so I learned an important lesson today. So I got to completely rethink this experiment. And I may not be able to do it. I might have to do this experiment only in the States using plexiglass in my own rooms, my large rooms, where I know I have doors and, several doors in case an animal gets loose in a room. It also puts one of my other tests in jeopardy because I thought, oh, I found the perfect space to do this test because I have this really large container. I can place animals in it and do the test outside. No, I can't do the test outside because I have no other barrier in case the animal gets loose. And the risk of getting loose is extremely high. I'd be in the exact same situation because I can't control the opening of opening up the door to get the animal out. Reaching in is infeasible because they can jump out or hurt themselves or hurt me. Or once they're out, I can't contain them. Then they're loose, which defeats all my purpose of doing an experiment if animals are just going to run off. So, this spectacular failure, and I'll see what happens. Keep your fingers crossed. I really do want to do these tests because I think they're very important to figure out spontaneous behavior and anxiety. And ultimately, we like to look at, you know, how they make decisions, you know, because I would like to do a cognitive flexibility test, but I got to make sure I have the right space and the right setup to do these experiments.